Apple polisher.
An apple polisher. I'm not... Yeah.
You haven't heard that one. I've heard that one.
I think I've heard that too. But not often.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did we finish that? Hey, we finished that section. Good. Now, to get back to... Let's see. Yeah. Okay, if a person was very sure of his own ways and he never would change, you'd say to him, don't be so...
Obstinate.
Or...
Stubborn.
Or would you say something headed?
A bullheaded.
Any other animals there?
I don't think so. He could be jackal-headed.
I like that, though.
I do, too. And it seems to be somewhere I've heard. I don't think so.
That's very euphonious. It just sort of flows along, jackal-headed.
Jackal-headed.
Somebody who can't take a joke without losing his temper, you'd say he's mighty...
Touchy.
And I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Offended.
Or...
Angry.
Or what's another word?
Sensitive.
Another word for angry.
Mad.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was about to lose his temper, you'd say to him, just...
Cool off.
Or...
I'll calm down.
Okay. And, people in a burning building, you might say to them, just...
Be calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you'd say you're very...
Tired.
Or if you're extremely tired, you're just all...
Exhausted.
Or...
Fatigued.
Or...
Worn out.
Okay, good. And if a person had been quite well, but then you heard suddenly that they had some disease, you'd say, well, when was it that they...
Caught it.
Or using sick, when was it that they...
Got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And, or became ill.
Mm-hmm. He's, Jake. He's sick now, but he'll be well again.
Soon.
Would you ever say by and by?
Yes, I might say by and by in some settings.
What sort of settings do you...
You know, I may say by and by, sort of casually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he'll be well by and by.
If somebody got chilled and then his eyes started to water and his nose was running, you'd say he...
Has sniffles.
Or more than sniffles, he has...
Caught a cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice and it got low, you'd say he was...
He's hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if he goes, he's got a...
Cough.
And if it were 2 o'clock in the morning, you'd say, I'd better go to bed, I'm feeling a little...
Sleepy.
And at... But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will...
Arrive.
Well, before you...
wake up.
Yeah. And he's still sleeping, you'd better go...
Awaken him.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you say, why haven't you...
Taken your medicine.
And he will say, but I... Some
took
yet.
It.
Pardon?
I took it.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow I will...
Take it.
Mm-hmm. If you can't hear anything at all, you're stone...
Deaf.
And suppose it's not quite as bad, he's a little...
Hard of hearing.
All right. And, if... A man had been working hard, he might take off his wet shirt and say, look how much I have...
Sweated.
Would you... Is sweated the word you would use?
I would say perspire.
Okay. What's the difference?
I think that there's no difference. I think that sweated is just more vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
Perspire is supposed to be a little bit more gingerly.
Would it matter who you were talking to at the time?
I think so. I think if you're talking to a woman, I think that you're more apt to say perspired. If you're talking to a man, you're more apt to say sweated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I won't ask you why you said sweated to me then. What do you call a discharging sore that comes to a head?
A discharging
sore? You often get them on your neck. They're big things with cords.
That could be a boil.
Is there another name for that?
Somehow, carbuncle is in my mind.
Yeah, is that worse?
It might be.
How about an old-fashioned word beginning with R for that?